From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Late tonight, President Obama flies to Lisbon for the NATO summit. There, he's expected to talk about ending America's combat mission in Afghanistan by 2014. And in a few minutes, we'll explore some challenges facing the president at the NATO summit. First to the debate in Washington over Afghanistan policy. New Republicans headed to Congress are changing the equation, as we hear from NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro.
President Obama often says Republicans in Congress opposed him at every turn over the last 2 years. But when it comes to Afghanistan, the situation has always been more complicated than that. When he rolled out his Afghanistan policy at West Point a year ago, Republicans cheered this line.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
But in the same speech, he announced a troop withdrawal date of July 2011. That was a relief to Democrats and worrisome to Republicans. Now the surge is in place, Republicans have more power in Congress, and the withdrawal date is looming.
I think that the administration did not do itself any service with the declaration of the July 2011 deadline.
Juan Zarate of the Center for Strategic and International Studies worked on counterterrorism and national security in the Bush White House.
The support for the president will be there, but it will be there to the extent that the president is demonstrating a clear strategy for victory versus anything else that smacks of politicking or artificial deadlines.
That's traditionally been the view of the Republican Party, which Senator John McCain of Arizona reflected Sunday on Meet the Press.
You don't fight and conduct wars that way. You win and then you leave. And that's what we've done in Iraq. And the fact is, the perception is amongst friends and enemies alike that we may be leaving.
But there is a new wing in the Republican Party. Many of the newly elected Republicans do not come from the traditional GOP mold, where military funding is a sacred cow. Those with Tea Party backing tend to believe strongly in a smaller federal government, even if that means cutting the military. Freshman Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky described his views in a campaign video.
We have huge budgetary problems, and the Republicans often say, oh, it's just that welfare queen. If she'd just go back to work, we'd balance the budget. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the numbers, there's not enough money just in welfare to cut to balance the budget. You have to look at the entire budget, and approximately 40% of that budget is military.
To many Democrats who have long opposed the war, this looks like an opportunity to build a bipartisan alliance. Former Congressman Tom Andrews of Maine is national director of the Win Without War Coalition, and his group already has a strategy to contact incoming Republicans who have made campaign statements about cutting the deficit generally or cutting American troop commitments specifically.
So you combine those two factors, an unpopular war getting increasingly unpopular, that is a huge contributor to the deficit problem. And I think you have a formula that is going to drive particularly this new breed of Republican, Tea Party Republican, into the anti-war camp.
But if that's good news for Democrats, signals from the White House are less so. Administration officials have always said the pace of withdrawal will depend on conditions on the ground. That hedge is reassuring to Republicans, not to Democrats like Andrews.
This open-ended military commitment has to stop. And despite all the spin that you get from inside and outside of the Pentagon, this really is an open-ended military commitment. If you're going to have a conditions-based withdrawal, well, that is by definition open-ended.
There are moving pieces within the Obama White House, too. The administration's annual review of Afghanistan-Pakistan strategy will be finished next month, according to a senior administration official. The official says the findings of that review will set the White House's Afghanistan policy calendar for the first 6 months of 2011. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.